Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Today is Friday, Juma, April 15th, 13th day of Ramadan for us. For some people, the 14th, you have tuned into the Nur Allah Islamic Center's Salat al-Juma. The Kutbah of the sermon begins in a half hour. The preceding half hour, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf, or the Cave in English. And about 5 minutes to the hour, about 25 minutes, we have the first Adhan, the first call to prayer, and begin the sermon, the Kutbah, at 2 p.m. in about 25 or so minutes. For the time being, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son. A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say, five, their dog the sixth. guessing at random, and some say 7 and their dog the 8th. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
فدخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ
إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
What cometh out of their mouths, they speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside Him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your...
comes after the body runs out. The word Na'im. Be'elanta. Na'im. That is the blessing that comes to stand man up. After the blessing, he is blessed already. Then Allah gives us more. So we ask Allah to guide us on that path. It should be enough to put our families like you. Show us the path that is straight. Then it is described. That path. My death is the path. The Rosh Hashanah path is of the sun. You have gained that extra blessing. That, and I'm sorry, your faith for your angel. And not even those who go astray. Those who go astray, they meant well. They get some straight. But they right here in McCurry, they didn't care. They didn't care. They get a lot of anger, a lot of wrath. Because while it's all in, they steer wrong, but we don't want to go astray. We want to go astray. We're in the blessed month of Ramadan. The blessed month is not a noble month. Allah says, in particular, we have to trust that the blessing is coming. And so I agree, Ramadan is God. Now, stop saying Ramadan to me. The Quran describes Ramadan as Mubarak. So I greet you to Ramadan Mubarak. Give an embassy. So Allah chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 183. O you who believe, ya ayyuh al-ladina amen. O you who believe. This is the call to believers. It says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah has prescribed for you fasting. The Kutiba, like Kitab, right? He's already been written. Right? I said, alaykum. Alaykum as-siyam. Fast. Allah has prescribed fasting for the deity. Kama kutiba ala al-ladina min qablikum. You say, well, what's the big difference? What's the big difference? The big difference is that al-Islam completes how to fast. Complete how to make the law. Complete how to bring this time together for the house. And where the others brought it in, we didn't bring it, Allah brought it to the prophet, right? And we practiced it in its completion. Allah says, I this day have I chosen for you, I have completed, I perfected for you to the day. And then I have completed for you, perfected for you. And that's the case. Then our prayer, our fasting, our charity, all that we do is a completion of those rituals for Jews and Christians and anybody that came to us. Because it's one brotherhood, one line of thought. And the holiness of Allah and His Holy being the completion of it, then if He's the completion of it, all that He taught completes the other rituals. In fact, if not, then there would be room for another prophet. Particular reason. For it says that and the Amlakum Mutatakum. And it's saying that you may learn, you may be taught. Tatakum allows you to control your to be a stranger. Allah tells us fasting for a fixed number of days. But if any of you is ill or on a journey, the prescribed number should be made up from days later. So Allah gave us mercy. If you are ill, on the journey, don't fast. Please say, oh, you know, we got jets. We got air conditioning in our car. We got it easy compared to those in the time when this wasn't there. You think about didn't know about this year's thing, you think about air conditioning cars and you look what you did? So this is where we get into difficult water. Are we going to obey all the way, or are we going to find some justification for trying to justify to adjust for the Lord gave us? Unless we give this up. For doing it wrong. So if Allah tells us, if you eat, don't fast, then don't fast. Because just begin off to get to the belief. And I know it's difficult sometimes. I should be, man, I don't want to be with my brothers and my sisters all over the world. And I don't want to have to make these things up all by myself. Later on, everybody else be eating. I got to make these things up. See, but you know, if you listen to what I just said, you know what the worst word in that I just said? I don't want to. It ain't about the care for how you fast. It ain't about the care for you. It's about me obeying Allah. Because Allah don't say, well, I'm strong. I can do it. I was sharing with him earlier today. You better not to talk to the share with him. He's got a better work in construction. In the hot sun on the roof. And so slow it down. You know, you fast, you can cool out a little bit. Oh, I got this. Right? You come to Isaac. I got this. He said he became so dehydrated. He was walking off the roof. There's the grass. Allah gives you a mercy. Now, this is if Allah gives you a mercy, and you disregard the mercy, you are disobeying Allah. And you are my children. I'm stupid. Allah didn't make any stupid mistakes. Allah made me look. Don't say, well, I'm not evil. And what they mean is, I'm not sick. Right? You can be ill and be feeling okay. Why? Because you took your medication. Right? So you feel all right. Ego comes over. It makes you think you can do something you can't do or shouldn't be doing. So if Allah says you should heal, you say, we had this discussion the other morning. Well, I feel okay. So do you have an illness? Yeah, I got an illness, I feel okay. Allah didn't ask you if you feel okay. He said, if you have an illness, you don't fast. So you say, well, I'm fast anyway. Come around 3 or 4 o'clock, you're sick. And you're already ill. You know what I'm saying? You take the pills, but it will help you deal with the illness. But you're still ill. So we ain't got to be no superheroes. We ain't got to be fantastic. There are etiquettes involved with fasting. And Allah says that fasting is for him, just the first guideline. That's the middle guideline. That's the ending guideline. Keep that first and foremost. I'm not fasting for myself. I benefit myself from it. Great. But I didn't set the rule. I didn't set the guideline. Do around. We eat a meal before the sun comes. That's part of the fact. The suhoor meal, right? We're not in the NOI days where they're trying to go 2-3 voters.
fast. Allah says, eat the suhoor meal, that's a blessing in the suhoor meal. Should be done at least an hour before the sun comes. Now, I know you read in the Quran about the black thread and the white thread, and I'm going to be honest about it. I ain't something to get. Maybe I'm some of the guard in the country where it's in, light pollution, air pollution, water pollution. You live in a city, you live in a city, you live in a city, and you can't see the sky. But you want to. But be done eating. At least an hour before it. The sunrise is 5:15 or 7:15, everything. Be done by 6:50. Don't be getting started at 6:50. Be done. Read the Quran. One Jesus, you can read two or three, that's fine too. And try and read the whole Quran. Now we have a team of us. We've got 15 of us, I think. We take turns reading. Everyone. That's good stuff. Good stuff. In Ramadan, we should intensify our prayer. Intensify our salah. Make the sunnah prayer hard. As many as you can. Make the tawheed prayer nightly. If you can't do it at the masjid, do it at home. Increase your prayer. Give more in charity. Don't vomit. The blessings are multiplied. In this month. Feed someone. You know, just yesterday in the mail, I got a letter from the inmate. I never got a letter like this in the mail. I said about the story. The letter was all about this tall, going to live still, and they check him for $10. He said, feed somebody. So he said, and the way he started some SUA and he had some more. I thought that was maybe Charlotte. I said, I'm sending it in somebody. He said, well, what should I see? What would you need? What would be your normal way? Because of your pocketbook. Feed somebody according to your pocketbook. These are the attitudes of Ramadan. Ramadan is about self-discipline and self-control. It's about showing having a spirit of compassion. Discipline. Self. You don't have sex in the day. And I still have to say this. You don't smoke in the day. So you shouldn't be smoking at all. But I know the reality. There's a lot of fucking wood. A bunch of them. Be tolerant with each other. Be forgiving of each other. Teach the religion to somebody. Intensify your doubt for people during Ramadan. So it's not fasting with a focus on the stomach. If you're fasting with a focus on the stomach, then you're going to be in trouble. The stomach should become so small in your consciousness. Your stomach should be such of a minimal concern to go around with it until you don't even think about it. Visit your friend, but we got COVID-19. You know, call someone. If someone invites you for an iftar meal, No. Okay. Those on Facebook enjoy it all. in Ramadan, encouraged me. Today I got a text from Brother Nuri Muhammad from the Nation of Islam. Blessed Ramadan. And I was texting, but I said, let's put together for United Islam. So he wanted to wish us all Blessed Ramadan. So try and pray together and try and spend time together. God and God. In Ramadan, you don't hold grudges. It's about forgiveness. I was told years ago that a Muslim is not allowed to be mad at a Muslim for more than 3 days. If they enjoy Ramadan, they can't go more than 1 day. So we're constantly being invited, being encouraged to do as well, to do better. Be mindful of those in different in the environment around. If you know someone is fast, recognize. If you are fast, you shouldn't be poking around at people trying to get them upset. It's more than just controlling the food in your stomach, but controlling your habits. You shouldn't be eating something, you know, from another. This is a whole complete thing. Make good use of your time. Play the TV show, I don't watch one. So then I do forget the fun. Now, I can't, there's nothing wrong if I do it. I could do it if I want to. I said, not for that. I mean, how wrong? It is allowed. It's a message. But there's fasting in Ramadan. What do you mean by that? For those who can't fast for us either, they still keep the overall spirit of Ramadan in the house of Ramadan. Go to the internet. Put the Quran on all day long. If you remember what it had on the radio or your favorite TV show, turn it off. Keep the spirit of Ramadan. No. So Ramadan is not only about abstaining from food, it's also maintaining the distance, maintaining the peace, the unity. It is a time when your heart and soul should be at one with Almighty God. So let's try to maintain our unity in this America. Dear Muslims, don't confuse Ramadan with diet. I'm on a diet. Don't confuse the two. You have associated what with Allah. The diet becomes a partner with Allah. That's shirk. False worship. You're going back to the Rasulullah out there, right? It's the partner. He said shirk, which means false worship. But I'm saying shirk in English. Shirk in English means that kind of neglect to do. You shirk to do. If the word shirk in Islam is then false worship, associating another partner with Allah. So that the prophet said, shirk, he described shirk. He said, shirk is like a black ant on a black rock. It's how subtle it is at night. That's subtle. I mean, you can't even you say, hi, if the first two got me, a black ant on a black rock, and at daytime would mess me up. Right? I think that's very hard to be fair. But false worship, shirk, associating a partner with Allah, it could be your spouse if you're not careful. Yeah? It could be your spouse. It could be your church. It could be your parents. Do you know who Allah is? And then you allow their voice to make you do what Allah told you not to do? It's no advice to look long for yourself. No? Yeah, he says, and Allah says, no, says, obey your parents. But if they try to get you to go along with something I don't approve, don't do it. And sometimes you just don't have the courage. You don't have the ability. It's like, well, I feel it's wrong. I know what Allah said, and before we know it, we have a personality according to Allah. So Prophet Muhammad said, the front hand is very tough, like a black ant on a black rock. So if you begin to include other reasons into your Ramadan that don't belong, you won't go stay back to live. And she looked at you. You just did it according to Allah. Allah didn't say, fasting is for the male. Allah said, fasting is for him and him alone. It's not to say, well, I'm going to go make my doctor proud now. He's going to be good. He's going to see my numbers. They're going to my cholesterol and my blood sugar and my blood pressure going to be good after Ramadan. You're not fasting to please your doctor. And we found ourselves doing these things, right? Put it out. Cancel it. Say, this fast is only for Allah. The following detail will be done. Now, if by chance I get better reasons for my doctor, or if by chance I lose 5 or 10 pounds, don't let that be your focus. Don't be getting on the scale every morning. Ramadan. Write down first day of Ramadan. So, the only fast of Allah. That's following the way of Muhammad. But if you don't have faith, brothers and sisters, please never ever, unless you have no other choice, never use man made. Products. Use water and some kind of natural food. Natural food. But if it's processed crackers or petty chips or whatever it may be, you know, unless you have a choice and don't have a date, make it natural. What's the connection with the natural? Because the purpose of fasting is to take us back to being a fixer. Right? Take it back to our nature. So we, at the end of that one, I would have to eat it. Eat aha later on. Get the victory of going, get it back to your fixture, your nature. So when you break your fast, break it with something natural. Churches, they're all from the same roof. It's all about bringing the human being back in line that they're reaching up to the nature. So don't break your fast. Chocolate milk, water, natural. Break your fast immediately after the sun set. Maybe a medic make sure it's set all the way. Some of you saying, well, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go another hour. Show y'all how to do this. You said, well, really? Wrong. The way of breaking the fast, it says, as soon as the sun is set and you're set, break your fast as soon as you can. It's about obeying Allah and bringing our conscious mind, our educated conscious mind, engaging it in the fast. So that we are using our brain, our conscious mind, being obedient to our Lord, and putting the intellect of the human being over the passion for 30 days, 29 days. just to top the coup. Right? They understand that flex, you don't run me. Appetite, you don't control me. Feelings and urges, you don't run my life. How many of us got friends in a bad way, man? Some of them locked up because the mind is down here and the flesh is overwhelmed. The appetite is overwhelmed. Yeah. Running wild. Can't turn the TV on anymore without reading about someone who is running wild. Wild like an animal. An animal is one who is led by their appetite. They are led by their passion. They want somewhere might sleep, somewhere to have sex, somewhere to have some food, and go do it all over again. But Allah gave us the human being the thinking, the intellect, to put it over our appetite and to tell our appetite, I tell you when we're going to. And it's going to be according to the plan of Allah. That's a very important message. You don't run nothing. Appetite, you don't run nothing. You don't dominate me. You don't push me around. I'm going to push you around. I hear the guy growling. Yeah. I know you call for water. But no, if I let you overtake me, then Satan's going to overtake me because it says that he appeals to us with these children. That's how they got it. Yeah? That's a whole lot of prayer that you can go off of that. We ain't got time to take the children. Yeah. I think you all know the end. That's why in the Bible story, it makes things easy not to have it. But that'll be for the end. One way from the river. This is symbolic, right? The river is right there where the lungs and the heart is, how to fill it. And what's hurt, what's going to hurt. And she wasn't going to answer. Yeah. You know, they let child in the kitchen and hypertension in the store. You like that, they're real. You don't work there. You know, he's going to show up. He's going to get in the aisle on his road. Thank Allah for giving us clarity, for giving us purpose in life, and giving us guidance. He gave us one to demonstrate how to use and apply that we possibly do. We are very thankful and grateful to God. Might have been humble a long time ago. Or he did. His mission, his purpose, his day. His mission, his purpose, his day. You're still living in the day of humble. What he brought, the message that he brought, the purpose he brought, is still benefiting man. Oh, Allah, bless Muhammad. And those who follow Muhammad. Saying, past you, he said, Abraham, as you in love for the Abraham. Why is Muhammad in currently present him? And Abraham is called his friend because he is still living in the dead. There is, who is Muhammad? And many Muslims don't see the what is Muhammad. They still doing their religion as they're looking through the rear view mirror as who was Muhammad. Well, that Muhammad, Allah bless him, loving, son of Amir, his brother, his body buried in Medina, he loved. But the what is Muhammad is still light years ahead. Guiding humanity. Guiding humanity in religion. What the Jewish and Christian self were able to advance in their book came after reading it. This is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Because Muhammad's message gave more light to their own men to allow them to their religion for the day. Medicine and science, politics and government, all of them are still benefiting and learning from Muhammad. This democracy that we have in the U.S., the freedom of religion and all that, they got that from studying the model of Muhammad in the Medina and how it was replicated in the centuries in Spain. And they study these books. It's coming out now. Frederick Douglass. Thomas Jefferson. He had a Quran. John Locke. He had a Quran. Good friend of George Washington, King Morocco. He came out from Morocco, the first country to recognize America. So these founding fathers with one eye out of ignorance, and the other eye still in ignorance. You say, why you say one eye still in ignorance? Because they enslaved our forefathers. They would not have enslaved our forefathers if they had both eyes. But their one eye out of the mud came from them coming in contact with this rock. So all over America, you got buildings with Muslim names and Muslim men of that. And no Muslim go inside them. Because it's amazing in the shrine. You don't spend millions and millions of dollars on something that don't have value to. All over the country. The son of the son. He of the world is El Islam. That's the best democracy in the world. He said, I thought it was democracy in America. They have copied off of it. They have copied off of it. Tremendous. So we can find a lot of comfort for our religion right here. And I heard many of them say from over to Islam until I got to America. Where you came from? They came from Muslim countries. Boy, you didn't get from Muslim countries. And you can, if you're able to practice this long better in America than you should there. Because he said there, it was like a victory. It was a happy, it was like, you know, just going through the motions. Yeah? Because everybody was doing something. And you had government control over the mob, over the man. But in America, I had to step up and do this on my own. And they look at us, African Americans, and say, you all came from that to this? You all had to wrestle with some concepts in your head and begin to cancel out things that didn't make sense and then come over to this one. They said, yeah. Everybody had it. It was all over your neighborhood. But you went against the grain. Look what I used to do. No, our parents and grandparents, your parents and grandparents, we cut the grain. The grain's going that way. And we get down that way, well, John, we said, we ain't going. We're not going. And we heard a voice saying, oh, I'm in this one. What is that? And were they going off the grain. But then, like, my brain was a false thing that I didn't know I had. Ideas began to come into my head. Thoughts and conclusions. And stuff that was not making sense going with the grain, going across the grain, began to make sense. And say, couldn't be grain. But you know what? Couldn't be grain for us. Ain't nothing new. Not new at all. See, because if you're going with the grain, then your education in the classroom is going with the grain. Right. And they're only going to tell you what's going to keep you going with the grain. So I wish I would have got grain in there, got a pattern in there, in the straight. It could be grain, meaning you're going to go bump, you want to hear or not. Just right here, the grain is going up and down, right? You're going to go above it. That's just the grain. You're going. So they're going that way, and I don't like how they're going. When I look in the path of that grain, it's painful. Where we came from. Have you heard this one? And change the trajectory of our family together. We had a meeting too, right? Oh, that was there, so I feel a little free. She said, what's your last name? Right here. Oh, your other name. What's your other name? Oh, you mean my cognitive name? You got a look, you know. Then one girl, she was young. She looked up, you know, the name we got from Chicken Cotton. You know what it is? Right? There was a cognitive name. So, yeah, we were owned by a man named Simpson Beekland. So I'm writing it down now. That's a cut. Because when he got done with you, he told you to Smith, you became Michael Smith. Look, that's the truth. Because Mr. Smith has more cotton than Mr. Smith. That's the truth. That's the truth. He said, well, I couldn't be great. And so they come in now. I said, yeah. I said, maybe Abraham. Remember Abraham called Abraham? And so God called Saul. And what did Saul, what Paul called Saul? Yeah? What did Jacob call Israel? He was called Jacob. I said, did they change their name? When they met a word from God? When they met a word from God? When they met a word from God, they changed their name. And your parents did the same thing too. That I heard a voice calling the faith. Yeah. That's very powerful. And when the Caucasians hear you talk like this, they salute you. Matter of fact, they feel a little bit relieved. Because they're carrying a gift. They carry a gift. What have you done? They carry a gift. And so we make it easy for them. That's our job. Make it easy for everybody. Because that's the way Muhammad is. It's about democracy. See, so the democracy is that, okay, everybody is responsible and accountable for themselves, not the government. Even Muhammad the Prophet said that, right? He said, I am like your Wakil. I'm not here to want to watch over your affairs. Yes, I'm the messenger of God, he said, but I'm not your daddy. And the Christ said, Mama, tell them, yeah, that's the father of any of them. You can't go behind them, sit up behind them, and tell them holding their hand. Your job is to liberate each and every one of them to get ready to face me by themselves on Judgment Day. That's democracy. Anyone better than that? You're talking about that means somebody's going to be down tomorrow. It's worse. It's a conspiracy. You got more at the bottom, hold up a few on top. And on dollar bill, you got the pyramid, right? With the eye, the vision on top. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Okay, I'll begin the announcement tonight. He said it is no weekend school this week. Next topic.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Sunday be a gift tour, a picture gift tour. Well, to be here. He's gonna be here. Wait, where we go? Yes, sir. Golly. I mean, mine is here.
Class from 463, your comment or questions?
I told my late good brother didn't show. Ram never brought to the community.
Hold on. All right, just go ahead.
Yes, sir. All greetings to the believers of New Orleans Islamic Center, all the Muslims across the nation. Glad to listen to the Katir today by Imam Sahir. Hope all the believers are doing, as they say, in the fast of Ramadan, keeping in the faith. And I as well hope to support the iftar coming up. I mean, excuse me, the Eid prayer celebration. Hello. Can I be heard?